concerns of Middle East instability impact on Zambia's agriculture. And in global news, former Algerian President Lamine Zerouar died at 84. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. President Hakainde Hichilema has urged Christians to live up to their Christian values, emphasizing the need for peaceful and credible elections in the August 2026 polls. Speaking when he attended a church service at New Apostolic Church, Mongo Central in Western Province, President Hichilema said that elections should not divide the family, but rather be a choice of leaders who will better opportunities for all. The head of state has reiterated his commitment to ensuring peaceful and credible elections in August and urged the congregation to support this effort. President Hichilema also highlighted the church's orderliness and organization as a model for the country, saying this is what Zambia needs to uplift the living standards of its citizens. During the service, President Hichilema donated 200,000 kwacha towards the church's projects and also pledged to help buy roofing material for the church school at Makapaila.
I do believe that I have spoken for many, and we got a message that as we run into the elections, we have to keep our country peaceful, stable, and in unity. Elections should not divide this family, the Zambian family. It's the choice of those that will lead us, so we can better the opportunities for our people across the country. So we want to commit, sir, that on our part, we'll do everything to ensure that we have peaceful, credible elections on the 13th of August 2026.
And in his sermon, New Apostolic Church Western Province lead apostle Elvis Liwali emphasized that Christians are expected to promote peace to create a conducive environment for all. Meanwhile, Vice President Kuntalena Lumango has reaffirmed government's commitment to working with the church in its holistic ministry and delivery of social services to Zambians. Speaking at the 45th anniversary of the Reformed Church of Zambia, RCZ Railway Congregation in Kawe this afternoon, Mrs. Nalumango highlighted that the church shapes morality but bemoans the current state of society. She expressed concern over the prevalence of vulgar language on social media, wondering what kind of homes young people are coming from, and has urged the church to condemn wrongdoing and reach out to people for salvation.
As a Christian nation, we recognize the right of all that churches, rather than homes, in shaping the moral and the spiritual foundation of our society. Government alone cannot do this. Laws and policies are important, but they must be supported by strong values, integrity, and responsibility. These qualities are not just within the church.
And RCZ Synod Moderator Jackson Banda called on the church to ensure peace in the forthcoming general elections and urged congregants to preach peace.
We express our gratitude to your government for insisting that this year's election will be peaceful and fair. This assurance is vital for the stability of our great nation. And as the church, we call upon our members, every member of the Reformed Church in Zambia and the general citizenry, to join hands with government in ensuring that the election period is characterized by peace, tranquility and safety. For we only have one Zambia, and it is our collective responsibility to preserve and safeguard our great nation.
The Agriculture Climate Action Foundation says the ongoing instability in the Middle East is having a significant impact on Zambia's agriculture, as fuel and fertilizer, which are critical inputs for farming, are vulnerable to the volatility caused by the conflict. Organization Executive Director Dr. Oliver Wulaya says the Strait of Hormuz handling about 30% of global seaborne fertilizer trade is a critical checkpoint in the global agricultural supply chain, and any disruption will affect availability and pricing worldwide. Dr. Bulaya is further concerned that fuel markets are equally exposed, affecting land preparation, irrigation, transportation and post-harvest handling. He adds that while Zambia's progress in local fertilizer production is commendable, global demand may draw supplies away, creating domestic shortages that will risk impacting the 2026-2027 farming season. Dr. Bulaya says it is therefore essential to plan ahead and take proactive measures to mitigate these risks.
For Zambia, while commendable progress has been made in strengthening local fertilizer production, the country is not insulated from global market dynamics. Increased international demand driven by supply shortages elsewhere may lead to a situation where locally produced fertilizer is drawn into export markets, potentially creating shortages domestically. This presents a real risk to the preparedness and success of the 2026-2027 farming season.
The Evangelical Church in Zambia, ECZ, has called on the clergy to desist from endorsing or predicting winners ahead of the August 2026 general elections. ECZ presiding Bishop Paul Mususu has emphasized that it is not within the mandate of the church to campaign for, endorse, or prophesy the victory of preferred candidates in any election. Bishop Mususu has reminded the clergy that the church's primary role should be to promote peace before, during and after the elections. In an interview with Phoenix News, Bishop Mususu says elections should be left for the people to decide their preferred leaders, warning that clergy risk losing credibility when their endorsed candidates lose.
Because there are people that predict certain people will win and they don't win, and they have no shame to even come back and say, oh, sorry, I misled you. So I think it is not in our territory as clergymen to politicize the election and decide who is going to win. In fact, I must even go further and underpin. Why would God be interested to waste his energies to be predicting who wins the election? There are more important things that God would be concerned about than knowing who wins. I would think that the church has more valuable things that they can be involved in.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has called on the Zambia police to exercise high levels of professionalism regardless of the status of those involved in any incident. The call follows a video circulating on social media showing police officers manhandling some citizens during the questioning of Mporokoso Member of Parliament Brian Munduwile on Friday at the Anti-Corruption Commission premises. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says such conduct risks undermining public confidence in the police service and goes against the standards of lawful and restrained policing expected in a democratic society. Mr. Ngoma says officers must always use minimum force when necessary and avoid actions that could amount to abuse, injury, or unlawful punishment. He has also urged the public to respect lawful arrest procedures, but insists that police must equally observe human rights due to process and the rule of law in the discharge of their duties.
We strongly condemn acts of police brutality, particularly against opposition leaders and citizens exercising their rights. It is regrettable that such incidents circulating widely on social media occurred in front of Lusaka Police Commissioner, despite President Hage Ndichilema's consistent calls for Zambia Police Command to avoid the very abuses that were common under the previous administration. Before using force, officers must ask themselves whether it is truly necessary throwing a suspect into a vehicle as though handling an object is abusive and amounts to unlawful punishment. Such actions risk serious injury and undermine the very rule of law. Only a court of competent jurisdiction has the authority to punish offenders. Article 18, clause 2, paragraph A of the Constitution of Zambia clearly provides that every person charged with a criminal offense is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Sewerage services in Luanshya's Ron Township have been disrupted following the vandalism and theft of a critical electricity cable at a pumping station. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu has confirmed the incident, which he has strongly condemned, describing it as a serious act of sabotage against public infrastructure. According to Mr. Zovu, the stolen cable which connected a transformer to the Section 3 sewerage pumping station was taken in the early hours of yesterday. He says preliminary investigations suggest that suspected criminals overpowered and restrained a security guard before vandalizing the facility and stealing the cable which powers key machinery.